BBS Radio, wonderful BBS Radio. Oh, my gosh. All this consciousness program just spinning out all over the world. And this show that you've tuned into specifically is Radiance by Design. And my name is Veronica Entwistle. I call the show Radiance by Design because we are really trying to radiate, create our reality.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here.
We have a personal reality
we're
trying to create.
Album.
I shouldn't
Copies
say trying to create.
From
many, many of you are working to create your whole reality.
And, thanks for listening
and what's
to
really
BBS
interesting
Radio.
About that is you and your neighbors sitting side by side can be creating a totally different reality. And guess what? The edges don't rub. Oh, my. What was that? Was that a UFO commentary of some sort? Anyway, we have personal realities. We can create them side by side, and yet we're living in different levels of consciousness or different consciousnesses. And it's really very paradoxical for us to figure that out. We don't really need to figure it out. We just need to know that it's okay to have a different reality than your neighbor. And we don't need to fight about it. We just need to work on our personal reality. And the consensus reality is a whole other thing, which is how many, many beings stick together to create. You know, I'm always talking about the collective. I kind of see it intuitively. I'm an intuitive and an energy worker. And I see the collective, that's the huge ocean of thoughts and feelings and energies that emanate off people. I see it as kind of pulsing around the planet. And I see also that the trouble with it in a way is that, well, it's got some comfort to it because there's a regular pattern there. But the trouble is we absorb, we breathe in, we think the thoughts that are in that, and we have our own thinking and our energy creations or our reality creations designed for us by that if we don't begin to take charge of creating our reality, of consciously deciding on thoughts and feelings. Oh, my, you're very early to call in. If you could just hold it for a minute, and I'll say another thing, and I'll take your call. Thanks for calling. Anyway, it's very interesting that if you don't take the responsibility to begin to think for yourself, and that means sometimes really pulling yourself out, how do we get to that point? We get calm, we get clear, we perhaps meditate, we wrap ourselves in light, we shift the frequency in and around our life and detach from common thoughts and feelings, because you can't really create your reality if you don't know what's already been programmed inside your body, mind, emotional self, energetically. We're going to get farther into that today. We're going to talk. We hope that you're going to be calling in. We already have an excited caller, and we're going to talk a lot about what's going on the planet, what kind of things are we up against, and that's just one of them right there, is sucking in kind of the mass consciousness without being aware that you're doing that. So let's talk to our first caller, and we're going to talk to you in a few minutes. And always wrap yourself in light when someone is working on a process, and then you separate a bit more from the collective. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Linda. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Oh, hi, Linda from New Mexico. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I wanted to ask you... do I belong in New Mexico, or would I really do a lot better somewhere else?
How long have you been in New Mexico?
Well, about 3 years, and I've tried to leave a couple of times, and things didn't work out, and I had to come back. But things don't work out very well here either for me.
You know what I want to say to you right now that's very interesting, because I don't know if you heard what I was talking about at the very beginning, Linda.
Just a little.
Okay, so what we have is a system of chakras, and I think you know that. And in your belly area, which is the second chakra, that houses your programming from everybody else's influence and sexuality and, you know, deep involved situations, karma and so on. And what, when you talked about being in New Mexico or being in other places, I would say to you that things can't work out for you in a really evolved way until you've cleared something. It's like, and that's the other thing I was going to talk about today, is that when you want to manifest the reality that you want, most of us have to do tons of clearing old programs. And your belly area, your second chakra, houses tremendous old programs, and it's getting in the way. You have a whole new life kind of waiting for you when you clear that, and I suspect it won't matter if you're in New Mexico or Timbuktu. It'll be you are going to change and open up into a much more vital and self-creating kind of person. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. So I really need to clear my second chakra.
You sure do. And you know what? We all do. But yours is like pushing. It's saying, you want to step out of the old way of being, the old paradigm. My second show is called Paradigm Shifters just because of this sort of topic. And then you've got to dump some subconscious programming, karmic stuff, parents, the whole thing.
Okay.
Do you know, do you have any styles of doing that?
Well, I meditate and pray, and I bring light in, and I ask angels and guides to help me.
And you're doing a wonderful job, because one of the things I wanted to say at the beginning and forgot was that you have a beautiful light.
Well,
but,
thank you.
But you're being held in place in that part of your beingness, which is your energy body. And so one very simple quest that we can all do, and I have friends remind me how I've said it for years and years, is you start off one person at a time, you call up all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mother, and you feel all her energy in your body, mind, and ask your angels for help as you command total release. And that's one kind of clearing. Now, I warn you all that the mother energy might still be there when you're 95, because we're born in her womb. So what you want to do is daily step out of her programming in order to evolve more consciously and more swiftly. It doesn't mean she's not a good mom. It means we've got her programming wrapped through our body. And so I say start with the mother and then do the father, and then you've got some very big conflict between several men. And I would say bring up a man at a time. You don't have to get complicated. You don't have to have huge psychotherapy. You need to call up one man at a time and feel where he is in your body and command total release. Because there's a whole thing in you, Linda, about authority and something to do with a split about two men. Do you understand what that is?
Authority and something about three men?
Two men. Well, it might be three, but what it looks like is more than one, meaning one could be the father and the patriarchal imprint, and then one could be a husband. But what happens is inside of us, we have attachments to either of them, and then there's a deep conflict about what right you have and who you really are. You understand?
Okay.
So when I always say this, and the guides have taught me this, the guides are so fun and kind, and they say, don't make it complicated. Don't try to think it through. Just call up the energy and feel it. Name a man, and then call it up and feel it, and then command total release. And then another man will show up in your vision. And you might even say, oh, heavens, he wasn't even important. Doesn't matter. Call him up.
Okay.
Feel the energy in your body and command total release. Because your guidance is, I think you're going to be on some kind of path of mastery coming up over the next while. And your guidance is pushing you right now.
Okay. I really appreciate this information, and I'm going to work with it. I really am.
Bless your heart. Email me if you feel like it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it. God bless.
You know, that was a very, very good call, because that showed exactly how we have to clear and clear and clear, because we have so many programs in us. Why is that? Because we're really old. Most of us have been around the universe quite a bit. I always say Canadians and Americans come from all over the world. Well, we as souls come from all over the universe, don't we? And as Linda's showing that her energy fields are pushing to transform at this time. It's usually very uncomfortable. And that, and I was going to talk about how on this time, a friend of mine sent me, what's up on planet Earth? Maybe some of you are paying attention to that. And we're talking about astrologically what's going on. I'm not an astrologer, and I tend to peek at astrology rather than count on it. But I have some wonderful friends who kind of shake a leg and remind me to take a look now and again. So they're saying here, according to this little latest bulletin from What's Up on Planet Earth, which is www.whatsuponplanetearth.com, there's a huge amount of pressure going on inside of us, pushing old programs up through our body-mind, pushing us to move out of our past programming in order to be new on the planet. And as I said at the very beginning, You know, we all have our own personal process, so you and I could be side by side as neighbors, and we would be creating and living in a different reality. Some of the things I feel are common are, for example, there's a push, there's an energetic speed-up, frequency speed-up going on the planet, and it's pushing us to squeeze out some old programs. It's pushing us to get out of an old programmed way of being and shift consciousness. And that's why I call my second show Paradigm Shifters. But according to this, it says we're going through a tunnel and we're in the middle of a birth canal or massive transition. And so you can have a different reality to somebody but still be going through that calm and flow. And Linda's doing that. She's got a big push going on in her subconscious, her karma, her in her second chakra. But it's because it's demanding. I say as if it were consciously logical, and it isn't really. But it's demanding that she take action and release some stuff so that she can have that which she prays for, which she's aligning her expectations for. And same with you. And as she says this on the planet Earth, that there's a lot of symptoms going on. A lot of people are experiencing muscle aches, sinus pressure and headaches, deep body pain, ringing in the ears, nausea, intestinal distress, coughing, chest congestion, feelings of pressure or toxicity in the body, not even being able to sleep, and a feeling that absolutely nowhere feels right or comfortable, and wondering, where is my home? And that's because we're letting go and releasing the intensely challenging experience of purging and transmuting so many of the denser energies that seem to embody nearly all of 2007. I don't remember all the details of 2007 being all that hard, but I know that we've been pushed through changes and pushed through changes and pushed through changes, and we are getting through it. This is the time, this January time apparently, is a good time for tying up loose ends. And in her case, Linda, you were the first caller, so you get to be used as my test case or as my example. So it is a good time for tying up loose ends, for taking care of old business that we not had time to attend to, and for finalizing the last details that are necessary in order for us to move forward. So it's really quite an interesting thing. I'm going to read more of this. Yes, and we go down farther in this, and it says, we get where we want to go by allowing, transmuting, letting go of arrogance. Have you ever been arrogant? Ha, I sure have. And having this experience seemingly not even be our own idea. That's a kind of a surrender, isn't it? And it comes through a gentle acceptance, a willingness to let go of all we're being encouraged to let go of. Now, being encouraged to let go of is sometimes when things don't work, you can't hold on. You're either being hurt every time or disappointed every time, or things just don't work out for you. Take a look. Because that's where you're truly being encouraged to let go of what you're doing and make a change. And then there's got to be this deep trust that we're being guided. So if you're being convinced to let go of something by the nature of it not working, deep down, look for that trust that your guidance knows what it is you're after. And of course, don't forget to create your intentions and to focus on what it is you really want. My guides always say the same thing, when they were saying this a lot today, which is, if you're wanting to create your reality and you want to futurize and you want to set up what it is you want to see in the future, don't stick a vision in front of your head and really try to live into it exactly like it is. Really, it's much more practical and much more helpful, because this is a period of time during which letting go is one of the greatest, systems are breaking down. Trust issues are being revealed, deceptions are being revealed, and we're kind of flowing through it like we're in a really rapid stream. So you don't want to hang on to the outcome, which is, well, some people disagree with me, but this is how my guides say it. You don't want to hang on to the actual physical details of what you think you want. You want to hang on, if you will, or live into the feeling of what it is you're trying to achieve or accomplish. I want to feel expanded. I want to feel loving. I want to feel supportive. I want to feel supported. I want to feel in a wonderful living environment. I mean, you can do that, but I think for you to just, clutch the railings of your house with white knuckles is a mistake because you might be moved on. Many people are being moved on these days. So it's that willingness to let go, but maintaining conscious intention. This is really important too. It's just remembering to hand your conscious intention visualizations forward. Put them in the heart and hands of your own guidance and your higher self. And don't just clutch things. Let them morph, if you will. It's a very exciting time. Now, we already had a caller, so I know some of you know the numbers. But I'm going to give the numbers anyway. I'd love you to call in. We're going to talk a lot today about manifesting, about creating our reality. And why is it that some people find that the reality you want to create is not working for you? I think we've already accomplished explaining that, except that I'm going to explain it again and again because you know what? I need to know that too. All right, this is the number from the States, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And then if you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. Again, 888-810-8322. And if you want to call on the direct line, and I guess that's anywhere else in the world, 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. And when you call in, we're going to work with you, your manifestations, and anything else that's going on in your life that you want to talk about. Now, there is a huge, huge speed up going on. We've heard about this. We keep talking about 2012, what's happening in 2012. And I jokingly will say, well, is it going to be like Y2K, where people are all barricaded with all their food, and it just didn't seem to be that dramatic? Was Y2K saved by all these wonderful technological people who really made the difference? Was it our manifestation? What do you say, Bob? Hello, is there someone there? Oh, my. Anyway, so we're talking about 2012. When we talked to Barbara Hand-Clow, we talked to Dr. Kalman, we were talking about how the speed up of frequencies is going to escalate between now and 2012. If things have sped up tremendously for all of us right now, and it's really hard to imagine getting everything done because things are going so darn fast, it's going to quadruple again and again and again before 2011. So the good part about that is that if you want to manifest, if you want to create a reality that's different from what you've lived.
Hello, Veronica. It's Sheila calling from Aptos.
Hi, Sheila. How you doing?
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, Veronica. Yes, I can.
All right. How you doing? Do you have a question?
Yeah, this is Sheila calling from Aptos, California.
Great, Sheila.
And I'm appreciating your topic regarding old patterns coming up and clearing. So I'm, you know, I feel like I'm doing some big work. I have my mother visiting here for another couple weeks. She's been here, it'll be 2 months.
How's that going?
Well, you know, I'm actually staying elsewhere, which has helped me feel a little more grounded and have a little different perspective. And I just really want to clear whatever it is so I can just have a lot more joy. I just feel like it's really been huge.
Is it pretty hard at times?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's everybody wrap ourselves in light, and we're going to do some clearing because we just talked about clearing the mother. Now, Sheila's mom can be the best woman in town, and there's a number of things here, and what we're very attached on a subconscious level to reactions that have been created between two people. Also, before someone leaves the planet, you really want to be detached, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so let's call in our guides and angels and higher selves, and let's wrap ourselves in light, wrap ourselves in light. And now I'm going to say to you that you have a huge resistance in your body to your mother, and I bet you were born with that. But you had a lot of trouble with her when you were young, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, in fact, I'm having a little hard time hearing you.
Oh, you are?
Yes. So I think I heard you say that a lot of resistance.
Yes.
Okay, that's better. I hear you better now.
Okay.
That seems to come up all the time, yes. Okay. I've been in readings, and it feels accurate.
Okay, so the thing is we're going to call up all the resistance that you have to your mother, okay? Everybody at home, wrap yourselves in light and call up all of your own resistance. It can be to your mother or to anyone. Actually, just call up resistance right now. Because you have a lot of, we were talking about the flow, there's going to be a speed up. There is a speed up already, but it's going to quadruple several times over. And the resistances are just making it a lot harder to get through that birth canal, aren't they? And how are your legs right now?
Right now, I'm actually having a little tingling in my leg. I mean, just actually in most of my body.
Okay, so let's exaggerate that. We want to feel all the energy of resistance, we'll say, to your mother. You got a huge amount in the pelvic area, too, don't you?
Not surprised. I've been having a little low back and cranial stuff going on.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, too, because that's where we develop our relationship with our mother on a physical and energetic level, isn't it? And let's exaggerate it. And then let's call in the platinum spiraling light. Let's do that. And have the platinum spiraling light move up through, we'll have it move up through the perineum and spiral and spiral and spiral right through the body, right up through the body, taking all this resistance with it right through the body. Let it go, and have it move up through the top of the head and way out into the great central sun, and then back down and have it come in like a roto-rooter, and having that spiraling platinum light move through the top of the head and cleanse the entire body going right through. You notice it hit your brain pattern and there was a tension in the brain. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I do feel a little something in my head.
Okay. So we're going to whirl the spiraling platinum light round and round in your brain, because remember, all of our reactions in our body are encoded in that wonderful computer called the brain. And move that spiraling platinum light in and around the brain and now down through the body. Good. Well, something's lightening up. Move down through your solar plexus and through your belly area and feel that platinum spiraling light move through your body and right down back into the core of the earth. And then just swish yourself out with golden light. Swish yourself out, swish yourself out. Because I think you unhooked something. You still have a lot of hurt now in there. Your relationship with your mother, you've healed a great deal of it, but you still have some big hurt stuff going on. And I think you've always felt made smaller or controlled or pushed back in the corner or something. And that's going on again. Do you recognize that, Sheila?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay,
I do.
So the recommendation is, and I'll have to say goodbye now, but anyway, the recommendation is to call up that feeling of being cornered, pushed over here, and made smaller. Because you want to clear that, because you've got work to do in the world, and to be made smaller is not going to work for you, is it?
No.
You're already short, right?
Yeah.
Just teasing you, but anyway, I want you to work on that, and that might be feeling it, getting to know it, dancing with it, and handing it to your guides over and over again, because that's the biggest loss you have with your mother, is being...
Say that last part again. The biggest loss I have is...
With your mother is being made small. It's kept you from your own journey off and on throughout your entire life.
Yeah.
And here's what the guides are saying, Sheila. They're saying also... to work on that, call it up and feel it, but then they want you to, when you clear it, send your mother expanding, loving, golden light. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Keep doing that, because that need between people to reach for and stay attached to that energy that helps them identify themselves, you don't want that to go on anymore. You want to both be identified with expansion now, right?
Okay, great.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, well, much love to you, Sheila. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. Take blessings.
You,
much
you
love.
Too. Take care. Bye. See, that's really interesting. We talked about how we're manifesting and we're wanting to create our reality, and you can be side by side, simultaneously creating your realities and having them not be the same, so you're living in different realities. But that doesn't mean that side by side you're not going to be pulling in each other's energies. That's where the difficulties come. And it's more so with family of origin, because you do live in your mother's womb the first while, and it's a whole different thing when you're adopted out, too, but that also causes energetic trauma. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying that we're just learning to decode some of the energetic traumas we've got. And so if you're trying to clear someone, please take a few minutes and send them light so that their energy isn't out there reaching for what was a stabilizer for them before. Do you understand what I mean? All right. We were talking about, I don't know what I was talking about, all kinds of things. It seems like we're talking about the mother today with our first two callers. So call in with your question. We're also talking about how, as we keep growing and finding out more and more about creating our reality and how reality is both plastic and subjective, and the brain, the reality is subjective, so your reality is your reality. The reality can be changed by our intentions and our consciousness. We know that, don't we? So what gets in the way is very often, like if you're trying to create your reality, somebody emailed me, and bless your heart, darling. Someone emailed me just before this show, and you can email me if you want. I won't get it till after the show now, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. But she was saying she's working really hard to create her own self-styled business. It's a wonderful business, but she keeps stepping back and not pursuing it enough for it to become very vibrant, vital, and successful. And I know this woman off and on for many years, and I see that it's a repeated pattern. And it's those repeated patterns that literally get in the way of our creating the reality that we want. And that repeated pattern is of a lower frequency. It's I happen to know this person is a Cancerian. There's a whole thing about water. Water gets easily caught up in other people's energy. It's like if you're dealing with frequencies on the planet, pay attention astrologically as well. Because if you're air or if you're water, I mean, it really shows up in your life. So this person is water, and she keeps getting immersed in or sharing, you know, how water takes on different principles or properties according to whatever's floating through it. And she's taking on all kinds of other people's energy and keeps kind of forgetting where she's going and what she's doing. So instead of just burning a path and becoming very vibrant with it, she keeps getting watered down. What do we do about that? Because she has full capacity to create the reality she wants. First thing the guides say to her is that some of her associations are very weakening. One of the things also is a deep yearning to be in harmony with and in family with someone. And she keeps picking people and losing her center. I have to say something to her that I say to many people, which is, get your job going first and worry about that second, because those of you who really immerse yourself or empathize with other people's energy or other people's needs or find that deep calling of I want to be in relationship and I want to do business, you'll find yourself losing your business track whilst you desire being in relationship. So, and that's an arguable point, but we have a wonderful caller, and I'm saying to you, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Julia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Julia. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Are you manifesting a lot these days?
Well, I don't know that I would go that far. The reason for my call is I was going to see what you could see around this chronic congestion. Every day, day in, day out, my sinuses are congested.
Okay, just hang on a sec. We're just taking a... I'm looking into your brain, girl.
Oh, no.
But, you know, I'm happy to say it's there.
Thank you. I'm happy to know it's there.
You know, it's funny. You have a very... You tended to have... I think I remember talking to you before.
Yeah, I've spoken with you. It's been a little while, but yes, you have.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
You have an interesting kind of, it's not a, I don't know if you heard Sheila's call, but there's some way in which you've got yourself held back inside. And it runs, there's this like dark energy that runs from your sinuses right down almost to your perineum. And it's an, I want to call it an attitude. We could say, I don't want to get complicated with this stuff. I just sort of look and I see there's something that's holding you back. It's a question about who you are, and it's got all kinds of emotions like, who am I? Can I dare move farther? And does this make sense to you?
Yes.
And when I go into your body and go after it, your arms get funny. Do you feel that?
My arms get what?
Funny. They get kind of buzzy or a little bit dense or something. Don't worry about it. I'll just tell you this because later when you're doing it yourself, you might get some of those impulses and say, oh, I understand what they are. So what we're going to do is this, to me, it looks like a soft, black, foggy little line that runs from the back of your sinus right down to your, I would say, right into the perineal area. Okay, you know where that is.
Yes.
Okay. And so what we're going to do is we're asking for help from the guides and angels, and we're asking for that to reveal itself. Okay, wait a sec. Now, when I asked for that, did your body change pulse or did it feel different?
I yawned.
Well,
I don't know.
A yawning is a good thing. All right, so we're going to move to the perineum, and we're calling in the violet fire. We're calling in the violet fire. Everybody wrap yourself in light because you don't want to take this on. You want to help it move. And I'll tell you what, at home, we can all do these kinds of healing energies if we protect ourselves and don't just suck it into our own body. Mm-hmm. Just protect yourself with light and then focus at the perineum, and we're going to send light, violet fire, all the way up. And we're sending it up with the cahoots of our guides and angels all the way up through Julia's body and right up through to her sinuses. There you go. And then we're asking the angels for some more help, and they're saying, you see, it gets kind of a weird feeling there. It's getting a little bit hotter or something, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do is do that again, and we're doing the, the violet fire all the way up through the body again one more time. And I don't know whose belief structure it is, but somebody convinced you that you better hold back because you're going to cause problems if you go forward. Who's that?
Oh, I don't know.
I want
Maybe when I was younger or something?
Yeah, but you know what? We believe a lot of things when we're younger, don't we?
I'm sure.
Julie, it's just an old belief, so I'm going to get you, because you know I can't stay on the phone with you for a long time.
Okay.
So what I'm going to get you to do is we're going to run the energy one more time. And then when you hang up, I'd like you to write about that. Somebody convinced you to hold back, and it's literally like an iron bar made of gray fog that's holding you back inside, and it clutches to your sinuses and to your perineum. We've got some lightning going on, so I'm hoping that it's moving. And I feel like it's also associated with your third eye. It keeps your third eye more closed than you want it to be.
Okay.
So it's some way that you've been constructed to be appropriate and safe, and it may even be other lifetimes as well as this one, because I see the third eye involvement now, and I'm going, ooh, that wasn't this lifetime. So you've had a kind of a depression about that your whole life. Don't use the capital D depression, run off and get some Zoloft. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's kind of a sad suppression holdback that you've been stuck with for this life for sure, but I think another life in a big way.
Hmm. Okay.
And who knows how many lives, you know what I'm saying? I'm just seeing that it wasn't only this life. There it goes. Now something's moving. You should be feeling a pressure in your third eye right now. Do you?
Yeah, well, my whole sinuses are full of pressure, so yeah.
Do you feel any change in pressure since we started this?
I actually feel pressure in the top of my head as well.
Okay, so let's reach up there and take that cork off. You see, a lot of this is subtle energy, and so if we can release it, it may suddenly just pop off. But this is pretty old stuff, girl. Oops, there you go, right there. Hang on a sec. All right. Good girl. Okay, so I'm going to want you to do some work. We've done something. Do you have any eucalyptus?
I don't actually think so.
Okay, but smelling that, it's not very expensive. They get oil of eucalyptus and smell it quite regularly. But I feel like we've broken up some of the gray, like a pole that's been running up inside your body. I'm going to ask you to write about it, call it up and feel it, ask your angels to come in and pull it out with you, because that's, to me, what it is. And
well,
then
that's interesting. I wasn't thinking it would be anything like that. I just thought it was just a sinus thing.
Well, aren't you more interesting than you thought?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's a good thing to be. So if you feel like it, email me, veronica@veronicaantwhistle.com, no H in Entwhistle.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your call. I hope that it's going to work for you.
Well, me too. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Take care, Julia. Bye. See, now that was another good example of how people, all of us, have these things. I mean, there she's got something way down deep inside which is holding her back from the reality she might fantasize about, because somewhere deep down she doesn't even know she's got that, because, Julia, and I'm talking about you behind your back, I hope you're still listening, because we're saying that when you're trying to manifest the reality you want, you probably have some fascinating little programs holding you back and you don't know what they are. Good afternoon, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Sharon?
Pretty good.
Good.
I was wondering if we could do a clearing on lack of confidence.
Lack of confidence. Okay, tell me how old you are.
Pardon me?
How old are you?
55.
Okay. The only reason I get age ever is because it helps figure out the timeline thing.
No problem.
Okay. So let's call up, and everybody at home, anybody who's got any lack of confidence, you tune in, because we're going to really move some stuff here. But also, even if you don't, it's worth, well, never mind. Just pay attention to lack of confidence in your body, mind. Wrap yourself in light. And where would you say, I'm just looking in your body, where would you say, it's in your chest, isn't it?
Can you speak a little bit louder, please?
It's in your chest, I think. Right?
Yeah, I think it is in my chest.
Okay. Because it seemed like your whole, when we looked for it, your whole chest looked like it got all shaky.
Yeah.
That's the center of courage, isn't it?
I think so.
Do you know when it all started?
Probably forever.
Since you broke away from the original light?
Probably.
You know what I'd say about you that's really interesting is you have, do you have a big dream for yourself?
Yes, I'm working on manifesting that right now.
Okie doke. So what I want to say to you is that you're about to move into a time that you're dreaming about. It's almost like you have to hold your lack of, take a look at it like it's a thing, like it's a teddy bear or something. And really pull it on it and really let it be, because when you do, it's like vibrationally, you're going to step right out of it. You're going to wonder who had that. It's not even you. You see what I mean?
I see.
Because when we're, first we'll do a clearing on it, but I feel like if you didn't, all of a sudden what's going to happen is you're going to step out of it, like the first phase of a rocket where the rocket blasts off and leaves this phase behind.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to open into a rather interesting world in which you're going to be very busy and you're going to be very loving and you're going to enjoy it a great deal. And the lack of confidence is going to be kind of irrelevant. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You have a daughter, do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. She's a big support to you in the sense that, I don't know if she's helpful in that word, but she, something about her soul journey with yours is somehow going to push both of you to break out of it. That
okay,
makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 35.
Okay. Well, the soul dance that you two do is going to really also help you become freer and freer about who you are. You're the only one in the universe with your job, and you're going to start to really embrace that.
Wow.
Now let me take a look at your lack of confidence doesn't have quite the hold on your jugular right now. So we just lightened it a little bit. So if you can talk to it and just make it a thing, it looks like it grabs your chest.
It does.
And your throat and pulls you down, right?
It does.
Okay, so play with it. Say, okay, here you are. You grab my chest and throat, because I believe you're just going to move on out of it, girl.
That's very good to hear.
Thank you for your call.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, and best wishes on your big dream, because it looks like it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen.
It sure looks like it to me. It's like you're opening to a real light expansion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Blessings to you. Isn't it wonderful? There's so many miracles these days. One of the things about things moving too fast or so fast we can't keep track is the changes that are coming are also that fast. I want to talk about something I hate talking about, which is called politics. You know, I'm kind of ignorant about politics in a way because I don't believe any of the beings that are running. I believe motivations are complicated and so on. But I thought I would start talking about it because everybody else is and I don't want to miss anything. Actually, because there's an election afoot. And because many of us in the world of wanting to create our reality look at that and go, what the heck am I creating? And the reality is, it is a reflection of who we are. It is a reflection of us in the consensus. And so it's really, really important for us to be bold and strong and really envision an expanding, creative time. And really even sending, I would believe that sending love and sending respect and sending expansion, thoughts of expansion to these beings is going to be much more helpful than, I'll be with you in just a moment, thanks for your call, but it'd be much more helpful than resistance. So if we want to make a change in our political structure, then you got to envision it and let it go. You've got to hold the light, envision it, and let it go. And remember, there are miracles going on these days because the speed up is tremendous. So you're on the air. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hi, Veronica. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. Each one of these speakers, callers, has talked to me with my mom issue. And what you said at the beginning, this idea of being pushed. Today, I was pushed. I mean, just this week, I've been pushed with four people at the nursing home to work with.
Oh,
and
my.
It's like it brings up my mom. And first I thought, oh, God, I can't do this. But today the woman was so appreciative. And I thought, well, I'm doing this sort of vicariously for my mom, that maybe I could be more loving with her. But there's still that block right in the gut, because when I try to move that light up, oh, man, it just doesn't move up the left side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, both times. The titanium and the violet. And I thought, whoa, what's...
Well, tell me this. First of all, is your mom in a nursing home?
Yeah.
And so you were there with other people.
Care, but it's basically, it's up in Boulder. And I'm here in Pagosa. So it's like... But at first I had a lot of resistance to even going over to work there. For their parents are friends, and one of them is a friend. And, but it was okay. But I still feel like crying, and I still have a lot of resistance. And so I just wanted to know, I wanted you to know how relevant it all was, and to see if there was anything, I guess I could do what you said to the other person, is just write and see.
But you know something, Anna, can I ask you to do something? You have an issue of freedom. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But sometimes that gets in the way. It's like it's more important than love or anything else, and that's sort of annoying. I mean, I want to have love, too. I want to be loving. I don't want to be just free. But I do seem to think that that's the higher priority.
Well, it's making me laugh. The thing about the freedom is, we were talking about something that I know you're aware of, which is calling up the freedom, the need and the urge for freedom will also bring up a kind of resistance to other people. And we want you to call that up and really feel it. And notice how your belly, your ovary area and all that contracts when we talk about this. Can you feel that?
Well, I can feel, what comes to mind is that nobody understands me, so I just have to do what I want to do and forget about them.
And you know something? I think that isn't true. I think that's the way you hold yourself together for fear of judgment and stuff.
Oh.
I think there are certain people who love and understand you. But your fear is that they will take over your freedom if you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound too harsh? I don't mean to be harsh.
No, I think that's true.
But I want to say
it's
this.
It's sort of symbolic with Christmas. I don't want anybody to give me a Christmas present because then I might feel obliged.
So
is that selfish or what?
Can I ask if you're afraid of reciprocity or... But you see, Dina, wait a sec. We've just come up with something brilliant because what you're talking about is an intense fear. It's a very intense fear, and that's what keeps you locked in. You see what I'm trying to say here?
Well, I know that I've always basically denied that I'm fearful in any way, shape, or form.
You're afraid to be afraid.
You're right.
So I just want to tease you a little bit and say, actually, if you could deal with the fear of loss of freedom, I think, because you're not going to lose your freedom, A, and the other thing I can say, because I'm a pretty good psychic here,
mm-hmm.
that there are people who truly do understand you. That
well,
truly,
I know that that's true in fact. It's just a feel. You're right. It's totally right that it's a pattern of feeling. It's like...
And it's the pattern of feeling that's holding you
the
back.
The part of fear.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So you know the work you've got to do.
Okay.
You're
okay,
a wonderful sport.
I'll write about fear instead of mother.
Yeah, actually, yeah, because it's the fear of being conscripted by her stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the fear of the older people and the same conscription and that people will take your freedom. And it keeps you locked in. So isn't that ironic?
Yeah. And I think that's why I haven't been busy recently, because I haven't been in a... Since it's pushing me,
yeah.
I've been kind of in a resistant phase. And who wants to come see a body healer who's in a resistant phase?
Well,
right?
I think they'll love it when you go through it, because you're somebody who's very honest about your process, and I sure appreciate that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for reminding me.
Well, much love to you, and thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, really.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was also a very good call, and sometimes it's not exactly what we think that's holding us back, is it? It's like in Anna's case, it's the fear of her loss of freedom. So the mother encroaches upon that. So it's really up to us to ask our higher selves and our guidance and our bodies, and we'll get clearer and clearer. And you know what? There's more than one thing. So that's why it's such a huge, humongous job. Anyway, so this show has mostly been about rapid change and clearing and manifesting by clearing. When you clear, 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 and you put your intentions forward in a visual form, in a verbal form, and so on, sometimes you have to let them free so that they can flow through the narrow passages during these times of change. And 2012, what was it? Yeah, we were talking about Bashar. Bob and I were talking about Bashar. Bashar is a wonderful, he's part human. He's a human from the future who's a hybrid with an ET race. He's an amazing being who comes through Daryl Anka, and we had a privilege to interview him, and I ran the show, the interview with him, on January 1st. And I'm going to run it again soon because it's just delightful. Anyway, he was talking about by 2012, the children being born are going to, he's always saying, be in the now, be in the now, be in the now. And if you drop into the now, you're going to get more power than any of this way of managing all these reactions. So anyway, he said that by 2012, the kinds of children that are being born are going to be children that cannot tolerate the old paradigm, the paradigm that is so greedy and so separative and so on, that they have vision. They know what life can be about. They have expansion. And he said between 2012 and 2030, more and more beings are going to be born who can remain multidimensional in their awakened state, in their consciousness all the time. He talked about a lot about 2012 kind of being the demarcation of the shift in energy, where as a species we are evolving really fast. There's a lot more about the children. And the other thing he said that I really love, I've got some notes here. That's why I'm hesitating, trying to get the most poignant bits of my notes. He talked about how we're getting more and more and more light workers that we're almost to the point where, it's not a point, it's kind of a phase in time, where we can move the collective, move the consciousness into a win-win in a respect. And, you know, we always talked about heaven and earth. And he reminded us of something which I just loved. He said, because the dark, by nature, is not a cohesive unit. The light, by nature, and I know those of us in the light can bicker like anybody, but mostly we're working toward a common flow. And so he says all of that, and we're almost to the point where we've reached the critical mass, where we can make the change happen. I'm so excited, and he's wonderful, Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R, for those of you who haven't heard of him. He's just delightful. So as we're looking at the election, because here I'm talking politics, but not very much, as we're looking at the election, do your business. Just start clearing, start focusing, start seeing outcomes for the greater good. Send prayers and healing light. Don't send hatred and all the muck that continues the frequencies that keep us all separated. My next show at 5 o'clock is with a very interesting woman named Dr. Rita Louise. She's an intuitive as well. She has her own intuitive energy school. She has her own radio show. She has all kinds of things going on, and we're going to talk to her about what she thinks of all this kind of stuff. And I don't think she's going to take calls, but that might be. She may take calls. But we're going to talk about how she went off to the 50-year anniversary of Roswell. She didn't know that much about UFOs, and she went in her tin hat so that she wouldn't have any nasty vibrations coming in from the ETs. I guess she got a lot of attention for that. She's pretty funny. So I think it's going to be a really interesting show. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive, and I love to work with people. As you know, we worked with some people today. I do lots of energy shifting of deep, subtle, I don't say I do it, I should say my guides and angels lead me through a process where we can shift energy patterns deep within and help people come into their true nature. Because I believe this whole time is about more and more and more people coming into their true nature, which will strengthen our species something fierce, but it's conscious evolution, isn't it? If each of us is doing what it is we're meant to do, what we're really good at, what we don't have that competition. We don't have it if I have it, you don't, and if you have it, I don't. Oh my, that's been a grueling pattern for the consensus, hasn't it? Anyway, I love to do sessions. If you'd like a session, call me, 510-595-5564. 510-595-5564. The sessions are wonderful. I love them so much and learn so much as the guides run through people's existence to give them a higher purpose and heal things. And my email is veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And if you want to send me suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show, what works for you, what doesn't, I'd love to hear from you. And I wanted to end with doing a structure. But you know what? I don't think we have time for that. Yeah, we don't really have time for a structure. So let's all end with a big, beautiful visualization for Mr. Bush. Let's send some, let's call in from the higher, from the grand central sun up above. Let's call in a beautiful pink and gold light and have it come in through the top of your head, fill your body, and it surges at the heart. And now let's send this pink light out. It's the light of harmony and truth and expansion, and send it out to the Pentagon and the White House and all the beings involved. And as if you're a Tinkerbell, have yourself put a dollop of that pink light on all the various beings who are running for office. And that they be filled with respect, love, and desire for truth. And have that pink light surge round and round in the political arenas. Good. And now let's just swell that pink light, make it absolutely huge, and send it through all the hot spots in the world, absolutely flood areas where there are people in famine, other difficult illnesses, and let's send it through the Middle East and the refugee camps anywhere in the world, through Kenya, and all over the world where you know there's hot spots or sick people or challenges. Feel yourself just placing it there consciously. And now flood the entire world. Let's make it the collective. And send feelings of love, peace, conscious evolution, expansion. And you see the world's radiating pink. And those beings, those ET beings who are apparently watching us as we evolve, can see this radiant pink. I'll see you at the top of the hour in Paradigm Shifters. And for those of you who can't stay tuned, see you next week on Radiance by Design. Much love.